Communities thrive when people actively engage in civic activities. So, what happens when the spirit of healthy engagement gets fractured? When changing habits undercut traditional supports, such as religious attendance, civic group membership, and attention to news. Reporter Scott Baldoff delivers a multi-state, on-the-ground assessment that puts faces to the findings of a recent Pew Research Center study. Scott found some new, mostly generational twists that prompt concern, but also reasons for hope. He found attention being paid to a skill set that's necessary for a functioning democracy. Find a link to his story from this intro on csmonitor.com/daily. And check out more stories on our homepage, including Story Hinckley's report on ocean surface temperatures having reached record high temperatures in July. It's Tuesday, August 11th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Ira Porter. First, our curation of news briefs from our writers around the world. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs or on our app. Colombia was struck by a 7.4 magnitude earthquake, the strongest in 10 years. The epicenter of the quake, which happened early on Monday morning, was in the Choco region, about 250 miles west of the capital Bogota. It was felt as far away as the neighboring countries of Ecuador and Panama. Dozens of buildings collapsed in the west of Colombia. So far, many dozens of people are confirmed to have died. It comes just 2 months after earthquakes in Venezuela of a similar magnitude, which caused widespread destruction and loss of life. Puerto Rico instituted water rationing. Governor Jennifer González Colón had declared a state of emergency in the U.S. territory at the end of July. Since Friday, the island has expanded its response by rotating 48-hour water shutoffs in its capital, San Juan, and other parts of the territory. July was the driest month on record for San Juan in more than a century. According to the U.S. Drought Monitor, almost a quarter of the territory was experiencing a severe drought as of August 4th. Also, sunlight could be used to link particles, paving the way for efficient and secure communication in space. Scientists found that solar power can generate quantum entanglement, a connected state between particles. That could allow satellites to create secure encryption keys, making it more difficult for information to be intercepted. It was once thought that quantum entanglement could only be generated by sources like lasers, which are energy intensive. Now, solar can do a similar job with a lower energy cost. Now, today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com or our app for the latest news. The Saudi-Turkish-Pakistani compact is a response to the prolonged Iran war, a perceived hegemony seeking Israel, and the failure of other diplomatic initiatives. It also anticipates a reduced U.S. regional posture. Does that help the United States? Taylor Luck reports from Amman, Jordan for The Monitor. 70 years after Brown versus Board of Education, students in Massachusetts are suing. They say they face segregated school districts with fewer resources, including weaker curriculum and less experienced teachers. Cameron Pugh reports from Boston for The Monitor. Recent violence in various corners of Pakistan, from a Swat Valley suicide bomb attack to unrest in Kashmir, can be traced back to weak civilian governance, revealing the limits of military power. Contributor Hassan Ali writes from Islamabad for The Monitor. The pandemic ushered in a profound shift in where many Americans can work, and now places across the U.S. are offering incentives for remote workers to relocate. It's a growing economic development strategy. Harry Brunius reports from Tulsa, Oklahoma for The Monitor. Everyone from tech entrepreneurs to philosophers to novelists is grappling with the implications of artificial intelligence. Monitor reviewers gathered 11 important AI-related books to help you understand what's going on. Staff writers and editors write for The Monitor. Now, commentary from The Monitor's editorial board on young people's bid for online agency. Keeping pace with new developments in the world of social media and artificial intelligence is no easy task. Almost as challenging is keeping up with the slew of regulatory, judicial, and civil society actions seeking greater transparency from big tech into the design parameters, data extraction, and internal research behind social media apps used extensively by children and adolescents. Last Wednesday, a U.S. Senate committee unanimously advanced the Kids Online Safety Act, which would mandate default privacy settings and require reasonable care when designing platforms to minimize potential harm to minors. The next day, a New Mexico court fined Meta $567 million to address harms it knowingly caused to young people through design features of its Facebook and Instagram platforms. The range of recent and pending laws and legal actions is notable for a few key reasons. For one, it's bringing together lawmakers, legal experts, parents, educators, and shareholders, as well as young adults with firsthand experience of the issue. The generation that has encountered the impact of social media on their own and their friends' mental and physical well-being is speaking up loud and clear. Young people are done waiting, says an open letter from Design It For Us, a youth-led coalition formed in 2023. It calls on social media firms to stop treating us as data points and test subjects and to build platforms that include privacy by default, safety by design, and real user controls that work. Design It For Us has organized input into legislation in California, New York, and Vermont. It also tested controls on Meta's teen accounts and publicized shortcomings through the Washington Post last year. Apps can't be relied upon to actually shield kids, the paper reported, adding that the safety gaps and voluntary efforts speak volumes about accountability. The focus on accountability, similar to campaigns around opioid addiction and the tobacco industry in years past, is expanding the scope of social media advocacy from content to intent. As families and school districts seek to limit young people's exposure to excessive or harmful content online, they are also probing company decisions about app architecture, which they say is deliberately designed to prompt compulsive use. Whistleblower complaints, as well as internal communications made public in recent cases, appear to confirm this practice. Young users are also increasingly seeking to assert agency, privacy, and individual authority in social media use. Most dominant social media platform features, such as infinite scroll and autoplay, encourage passivity and limit decision-making, a student recently wrote on the Log Off movement, a Substack newsletter noting that reclaiming social media's social potential may require intentional choices and real discipline. Ultimately, the shared motivation of embracing and protecting the privacy and safety of young people and children supports this desire. And it can help preserve childhood as a time and space to develop skills of communication, discernment, and self-regulation. Such habits eventually enable young adults not only to navigate the online world, but also to interact and flourish in the spheres of higher education, work, and civic participation. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com or on our app. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcast. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how no matter what task we have before us, God enables us to express His spiritual qualities and to be a blessing. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Alyssa Britton, Mackenzie Farkas, and Emily Staunton.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2026.